Hey, my name is Dr. Brendan McCarthy. I am the Chief Medical Officer of Protea Medical Center in Chandler, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Today, I've got a lot to go over. Before I do, please do me a favor. Go down and into the section right there and hit subscribe, and we can move forward. Today's episode, continuing down my pathway that medicine is broken. Let's fix it together. Today, I want to talk to you about lab work because it's such a messy thing. Labs go in so many different directions and it becomes so frustrating. I want you to know that I know labs are essential and critical. I know as a scientist first, because in order to become a doctor, you have to take so much chemistry, so much organic chemistry. That's our whole undergrad. So we got 4 years coming into this with our chemistry. We're going with our biology. We study all the sciences. It's heavy science with us. And one of the things you learn is the scientific method. And part of that is, you know, we use subjective data, but we also need objective data. Objective data. So what's the difference? Subjective has my opinion thrown in there. This is what I think. This is what I feel. You know, objective is, verifiable, independent data point. So if someone presents to clinic and I'm thinking to myself, man, I think that person, you know, sounds like she has PMS. This is a good example. I run labs with patients who have PMS. I know out there, doctors are like, that's stupid. You can't diagnose PMS with lab work. I'm like, yeah, I know. But it's going to help guide what I'm going to do to treat them. Lab work is essential for a physician to make sure that they're right. It's a way of measuring the situation to ensure you're right. A better example. Here's a better example. It seems like someone broke their bone. Before I put them in a cast, what do? X-ray. Because just because I think it's broken doesn't mean it's broken. You know what I mean? You got to run the image. You got to get the information. It's arrogance. Arrogance. Pure arrogance. When a doctor walks in the room and says, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this a long time. This and this and this. That's what's wrong with you. You deserve all the gray matter that doctor has to sit in the room with you. And you deserve the doctor to question themselves constantly because that is the only way a doctor can stay on course. If we start forsaking science because we believe we know better, then we have gone way off and we're relying on our own egos now. Using objective data points as a physician, such as lab work, is essential to hold you to course, to hold you to what's going on, to verify what you think is going on with a patient. Essential. When it comes to hormones for women, this is a serious one. If a man, and I've said this before, and there's a whole reel on it, and I stand by this, and I love this one reel we did. I love this episode, Justin. This is a good one. But if a man comes into my clinic or any clinic and he complains of testosterone deficiency symptoms, do we just prescribe him testosterone? No. No. We shouldn't. Nope. We run labs. And say he is low in testosterone. Say our opinion was correct and that he is low in testosterone. The labs come back low. Do we just give him testosterone and send him on his way? Nope. We are required to run lab work every month to get the dose correct. And once the dose is correct, every 6 months we run labs. Is running just his testosterone every 6 months adequate? Nope, not at all. You have to run all the downstream metabolites or all the things that could go wrong with giving him testosterone. We're going to run his red blood cell count, make sure he's not generating too many red blood cells. We're going to run his estradiol, make sure he's not aromatizing into estradiol because testosterone will turn into estrogen in a man's body, which is good because men need estrogen, but not too much. You have to have the right amount. We're running the labs to make sure that he's safe. That's with testosterone in men. And as I said before, and I'll say again, why is it that we don't do that with women? How dare we prescribe a hormone to a woman and not give her the same level of care? There is no argument to oppose me on that one. None that are valid for anyone to speak out loud. We know PMS is associated with low progesterone. We've known it since the 1940s. lab work is an essential part of our practice of medicine. It's essential. Why don't we do this with women? Why? There are so many reasons. Some of it is because, you know, it costs less and you can get away with it. Putting a woman on oral contraceptives or oral hormones, you just give it to them. And or any hormones, you give it to them and you get away with it. Others are is that, you know, if you've gone so many years trained as a physician just to give women hormones, pills, and creams and lotions that you've been doing it, if you've never learned how to do lab work around it, you never developed that skill set. Now you're just defending your ability to write these prescriptions to these women without doing due diligence. That's true. Think about it. You got a med school, you practice for, you know, 15, 20 years, whatever it is you've done. And if you never ran a lab on a woman ever once because she had PMS or was perimenopausal or menopausal, if you never ran a lab once in these women to verify where their hormones were, and you never ran labs afterwards to verify that you had benefit with that person in that 15, 20 years, it's pretty terrifying to start learning it right away because you never developed that skill. You never did it. So that's one reason. That's good. Right? That's good. It's horrible, actually, but that's valid. That's what they would use. That's an excuse that you would see. God, this is depressing. Another one is insurance doesn't want to cover it. Insurance doesn't want to cover these labs, Brendan. That's what it is, man. Insurance doesn't want to cover it. But it will cover it for men. It'll cover it for men, won't it? Yeah. I'll hear doctors online protecting this flawed logic by saying things like, how you diagnose PMS and how you diagnose perimenopause and menopause is clinical, done in a room with the woman. And you listen to them, you believe them, and you treat. That's what they say. They say there's no lab work needed. Your trust is precious. Your trust is precious. That is a bridge too far, though. I don't want to put something in your body without running labs to know you need it and how much I put in you. If it's a synthetic hormone, I know those don't show up on lab work, but I still want to look at the synthetic downstream metabolites. Is it causing adverse events in the person? Synthetic estrogen is going to cause an elevation in estrone. It's going to cause an elevation in sex hormone binding globulin. Yes. I'm going to run the lab in that woman. You thought I used synthetic. I don't use synthetic, but I would run that lab. Hear me. To say that the decision is made clinically, I listen to the person, I believe them. I do that. I listen to the woman in front of me. I believe her. I believe she's experiencing these things. I know it. Why would she be in the room with me if she didn't? People don't just go to their doctors and say they're depressed for no reason. Or anxious, hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, heavy periods. All the things you experience as a woman. I believe you. I do. Does that mean I shouldn't run lab work? Uh-uh. It really means I really need to run lab work. You deserve me to figure you out and understand you. There'll be those that say that your perimenopausal state, I just prescribe you estrogen. That is not thought through very well. Think on that. In the 20 years of practicing medicine that I have, 20 years of primarily doing hormone replacement therapy, I've seen women in their 40s hit estradiol levels 400 to 900 easily. It happens every once in a while, and that happens to a woman around perimenopause. So if a woman presents to clinic with perimenopausal symptoms, they're having some hot flashes here and there, and I run the labs, and I see their estrogen is fluctuating. It could be high and low. Do I give her estrogen? No. There are other things I could do. I can use testosterone in those moments, progesterone in those moments. But she and I could sit down and have that conversation. I could show her the lab. We can have the dialogue. But they don't run the labs. So they don't have that dialogue. It's a bet of odds. If I give you, you come into my, so say I'm one of those doctors who don't run lab work. If I have 1,000 women coming through my door in 980 of them, I give them oral hormones in some other way and they don't have an adverse response, I'm good. That's not practicing medicine. That's practicing odds. Practicing medicine is treating every single person in front of you perfectly, the best you possibly can. And running labs is key to that because we know all the symptoms associated with perimenopause, menopause, and PMS are hormones. So why on earth would I ever not run a lab to verify and see how far off they are and what specifically is out of balance and then treating it? Now, some would say, Brendan, woman has hot flashes, that's low estrogen. Yeah, it is, until it isn't. Another common source of people having hot flashes, severe stress, low cortisol. That's in the books. That's in the clinic. If you treat women, you realize that's a real thing. When we don't run labs and we just make women guess what's going on with them, what happens? There's a population of women that falls through the cracks and they don't get proper care. So they're out in the wilderness trying to figure out what to do and what's out there for them. There's a lot of great alternative practitioners out there. I myself am a naturopathic medical doctor. So technically I fall within the alternative area, even though you hear me talking biochemistry and science, and I'm very science-based. My prescriptions for prescribing and my I do minor office surgery. I am a physician the way we practice in the state of Arizona, as my license dictates and my DEA license to prescribe. There are a lot of great, effective alternative practitioners out there. They're wonderful. But then there are those that are not. So when you have a patient who fell through the cracks, their regular doctors aren't running labs, not trying to figure them out, where do they go? What else is out there? And that's when you're at the most vulnerable. So now you have these boutique labs. They're going to charge you $600-$800 to do these boutique testing that you don't quite need, that your insurance would have covered if I ran it, which I would. When we don't take proper care of these women, they fall through the cracks and they're put at the mercy of not the best actors. Lab work is essential, I believe, to give good care. And being in the room with the person and making sure that I'm treating 100% of my patients the best I can and not just the large percentage of them the easiest I can, that's good medicine. So while there are those out there that'll say the lab work is not important, it doesn't play a role, it's not logical because we're talking about treating your hormones, so we should be running the lab work to understand your hormones. And when we give you hormones, we should be monitoring you to the same degree and care that we do for men. I feel very strongly about this. I really do. Your opinion matters to me. Please comment. Please subscribe. Please share. Those things are important as well. But your comments are really the important thing for Justin and I to know that we're going down the right course with this. This work is so important to me. This is so important to he and I. We care about this work very much. And we want to do the best possible. So thank you for tuning in. We'll see you at the next episode.